حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, and that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. May Allah, praise to Him, send blessings and peace to the soul of the Prophet and the souls of the companions, the house of the Prophet, and to the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about examples of transgressors from Surah Al-Hujurat. Amthila عن الظالمين الناكرين لأنعم الله من سورة الحجرات. And I like to talk about this topic because previously somebody told me or somebody asked me, in fact non-Muslim, why is there a lot of repetition in the Holy Quran? Stories of the prophets and their people and what happened to them. And I tried to answer the question, but this is a good way to share it with you. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking specifically about examples of punishment for those who disobey and those who corrupt earth. Examples. So he doesn't go in detail. However, every story of these mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat is mentioned in detail in other surahs. So it's not really repetition. Here the topic is punishment of transgressors. At the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah Al-Hujurat is chapter 15 of the Holy Quran. Verses from 4 to 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون. Allah, praise to Him, is telling us that a village, a city, a nation is not going to be destroyed until its time comes. And this time is not going to be delayed, and it's not going to happen before. And in verses 10 to 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول عز وجل وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ وما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون لقالوا إنما سكرت أبصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون. Allah, praise to him, is telling us in these verses that, and he's telling Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to comfort him, to calm him down, because he was very sad they are not listening to him. He told him, we sent this message and other messages to people before you, and every time they will make fun of the message and the messenger. يستهزئون. And no matter what we tell them, give them signs to believe. المعجزات, miracles. Still, they would not believe. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if we open a door to heavens and a ladder for them to climb the door, they would still say, this is not real. They would just put their fingers on or in their eyes and say, no, this could not be real. So, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, and O you believers, don't get sad if people around you are transgressing, not listening. Just do the job. Stay the course. Be steadfast in your faith. The first story is about Qawm Lut, the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. These are verses 57 to 59, then 60 to 74. قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is Sayyidina Ibrahim, peace be to him, asking the messengers of Allah, the angels who came to him. قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ. We have been sent to criminals, a group of people who are criminals. These are the ones who would go for men instead of women. إِلَّا آلَ لُوطٍ إِنَّا لَمُنَجُّوهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Everybody in that village will be destroyed except the family of Lut, the prophet. And إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَا إِنَّهَا لَمِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. All the family would be, and the believers would be saved in that village, Sodom, except the wife that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined from her attitudes and thinking that she would still stay with the ones who are going to be punished. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ. The punishment was in the form of a huge sound in the morning when the sun rises. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّينَ. How was the punishment? The punishment was in the form of an earthquake that made the top of the city as the lower part of the city. Then there would be stones coming to the heads of people. An earthquake, and it's a huge one, that the stones would be going up and coming down, or the angels dropping them on the heads of the criminals. إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين. These are signs. What I'm telling you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam, what I'm telling you is going to be a sign, a lesson to the mutawassimin. Al-mutawassim, كما قال ابن كثير, may Allah reward him, these are the believers who can tell, who are smart to understand the lessons and know the right from the wrong. They have the firasa and the expectation, the ability. Once, the more you are faithful The deeper you go in your faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow, will grant you this ability to be mutawassil, inshallah. That's the first story about the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. The second, the people of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. And they are referred to as Ashabul Ayka. And we read about them in Surah Al-Hijr, verses 78 and 79, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عز وجل يقول says وإن كان أصحاب الأيكة لظالمين فانتقمنا منهم وإنهما لبإمام مبين. And in Surah الشعراء he tells us how the punishment was. فكذبوه فأخذهم عذاب يوم الظلة إنه كان عذاب يوم عظيم. And the punishment was in the day of the huge shade. And in interpretation of this, the day of a huge shade, Ibn Kathir, may Allah reward him for his great work, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it around them 7 days with extreme heat. And in the eighth, there was a big cloud coming their way. So everybody went underneath, under the big cloud. So this is how the shade, they went to the shade. Then the angels would drop on them sharar minar, glows of fire. And the earth from beneath them would shake. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. It was punishment of a great day, or a great punishment in that day, because they were punished from top and they were punished from underneath them. So what did they do? Ashabul Aikati. They were transgressors. The word al-dhulm, kanu dhalimin. In the Holy Quran, al-dhulm first is self-oppression. When you do something, when somebody does something wrong, first they are harming themselves before they harm anybody else. Because they harm themselves here, people would react to them negatively, but they would be also hurt in the hereafter when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish them. So these people were used to be layway men, or people, gangs, who would spread insecurity between cities, caravans going for a trade or travelers, and they would attack them. That's one characteristic or one thing they did. Another, they were cheaters in business. When they conduct deals in trade and merchandise and business, they don't deal with each other or with others in truth. They tell you this is priced as such. You give me this amount of money, I give you this quantity of merchandise. You give them the money, they give you bad merchandise or less quantity than agreed upon. And if this spreads among people, nobody would be trusting anybody, and the human civilization actually would crumble down. The whole idea of business is based on trust, actually. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them for what they did. The third story in Surah Al-Hijr, in verses 80 to 84, it's about people who lived between Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara and Tabuk. Nowadays, Saudi Arabia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد كذب أصحاب الحجر المرسلين وأتيناهم آياتنا فكانوا عنها معرضين وكانوا ينحتون من الجبال بيوتا آمنين فأخذتهم الصيحة مصبحين فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us what, how the punishment happened. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. The people of Hijr, they were given the craftsmanship, the skill to carve their homes and their shops directly out of the mountain. They liked it. They were skilled in doing that. And they were safe in their cities. And they were given provision from Allah. So they had security, they had food. In return, they should be thankful. They should be grateful. They were not. And they did not really, not only they were not thankful or grateful, they were transgressors. And the punishment was rajfa, rajfa shaking. So it's an earthquake that would kill them, all of them in their own homes. And they thought because their homes are made of rocks from the mountains, then this may protect them. But they were not protected. Who were they? Which prophet was sent to them? These were the people of Prophet Salih, alayhi salam. And they challenged him that all what you are saying is not true, just like the non-believers accused Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and other messengers. Always the messenger is a liar for them. The messenger is crazy. The messenger is not telling the truth. No matter how much signals and miracles and convincing logical statements he tells, still somebody who doesn't want to believe would argue forever about that. Then Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam gave them the challenge. Here is a camel, and this camel is the camel of Allah, and the camel should be allowed to drink from the well 3 days, and you are 3 days. And if you transgress, you touch the camel, you will be punished. And they still challenged that, and they killed the camel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام مر بوادي الحجر وهو ما بين المدينة وتبوك فقنع رأسه وأسرع دابته وقال لأصحابه لا تدخلوا بيوت القوم المعذبين إلا أن تكونوا باكين فإن لم تبكوا فتباكوا خشية أن يصيبكم ما أصابهم. This is a hadith about the Prophet ﷺ when he passed by Mada'in Salih, or the area believed that it was for Ashab al-Hijr. And when he passed by that, he made his camel to go faster. And he lowered his head. And he told as-Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, if you enter their homes, he was just passing. This means that don't try even to enter the homes of those who were punished. But if you do, then you should cry. And if you don't cry, if you find it artificial to cry, try to cry. So you can have the mentality that inshallah this will not happen to you. So the Prophet ﷺ wants us really to learn the lesson. And when we pass by an example like that and how to behave in a humble way. And the fourth and the last part of the examples in Surah Al-Hijr is about Al-Muqtasimeen. two verses, verse 90 and verse 91 of Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15 of the Holy Quran. يقول عز وجل كما أنزلنا على المقتسمين الذين جعلوا القرآن عضين. These two verses are general, not specific to a specific messenger of Allah or a specific prophet, but it applies to many of them, including Qawm Salih and including the non-believers during the time of the Prophet ﷺ or the time of Sayyidina Musa ﷺ. It applies to non-believers generally, and it applies to the people of the book who rejected part of the book. Al-Muqtasim has two meanings according to the three interpreters of the Holy Quran, the three renowned ones, Al-Qurtubi, Al-Tabari, and Ibn Kathir. Either the dividers, Muqtasim means Yaqsim min Qasama, Qasama means divided, or Aqsama, swore, took oath, mentioned the name of Allah that something is going to happen. It has two meanings. The first refers to people who listen to the messages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his messengers and took part and rejected another. This applies, for example, to the people of the book who rejected some Bibles and accepted canonized other Bibles. We know that from biblical scholars. And during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the non-believers of Mecca, they made fun of some surahs of the Holy Quran, saying, oh, this surah applies to you, fine, but it doesn't apply to me. So they would take some surahs and they would reject others. And in a mocking way, in a sarcastic way, taking the Quran lightly. That's dividing the religion. Another opinion, which is Ibn Kathir's really, a lot of ayats in the Holy Quran, several verses in the Holy Quran, would use the verb aqsama, took oath, swore. Among them, قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ لَنُبَيْتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون. This is An-Naml chapter 27 verse 49. It's about those who killed who were conspiring to kill, in fact. وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لا يبعث الله من يموت. This is An-Nahl chapter 16, verse 38 of the Holy Quran. The non-believer swore that whoever dies will not be resurrected. And in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 49, أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Are these the ones you swore that they will not get into the mercy of Allah? So Ibn Kathir is saying that Al-Muqtasimun, those who swear that nothing the Prophet says is going to come true. Nothing the Messenger of Allah says, whether Musa or Salih or Shu'aib, is going to happen. So Al-Muqtasimun will be punished and here in this life. Inshallah, believers will show that they are not telling the truth, and will show them the truth, but they will also be punished in the hereafter, inshallah. May Allah make us among those who listen to His ayat and follow them and act out in them. And ask Allah, He is very close to you and He is answering your call, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. In سورة الحجر also verses 92 to 96. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُوا وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the moral of the story, the conclusion. Allah says, we will gather them, all of them. Those who disbelieved in our messages, those who are giving the believers a hard time. We will gather them in the hereafter. And we will ask them about what they did and why they did it. But for you, O Muhammad, and through Muhammad alayhi salam, you, the believers, for you, just obey what you are being told. Follow the teachings of Allah. And avoid al-mushriki. Anybody who is trying to get you in trouble, to get you in bad arguments, avoid them. And inshallah, we will be with you. We will support you against al-mustahzi'in, those who try to make fun of you, those who take partners with Allah. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك وسلامك على الأرض كلها وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي والله يعظكم لعلكم تفلحون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا. Straighten the lines and complete them. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.